Some unique plants in the Seed Zoo have incredible health properties. We're headed to West Africa next on Western Life Radio.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside. Heat up your garden with delicious peppers from the Seed Zoo. Conrad Richter shares the story behind this exciting discovery.
Well, one of our expeditions that my wife and I took was quite an expedition to an area where there are no roads, and we had to take a four-wheel drive, and we got stuck, and we had to leave that behind, and then we had to wade through rivers and so on until finally we got to our destination, which was a town called Ajima Kope, and there is a herbalist there that we wanted to meet. And she had incredible knowledge about the plants in the area. And she took us for a walk around. And we actually spent some time digging up some of the incredible herbs of that area. One in particular is used for malaria in the area and has been used for malaria probably for hundreds, maybe thousands of years. And until I took this trip, I didn't even know about this herb before. You don't see it in any books anywhere. So it was incredibly fascinating to learn about that and many other herbs. Well, in that same village, they were also growing the Ajima, their local version of the Piri Piri pepper, the bird pepper. And so we brought some seeds back. We brought back about a handful, and that's what's now in our Seed Zoo selection. It grows up about 2 feet tall, you know, as so many of those types of peppers do. And it's one of those peppers that can stand a lot of threats, let's say, from pests and diseases and so on, because it's been selected for productivity and ability to resist pests and diseases over many, many generations. So it's a nice variety.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.